Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this show or any of my shows directly from my website, bruceallen.com. Just go to the radio show tab. I might note also that my website is undergoing a renovation, and it will be relaunched in early February, and I'm very proud of the new look. It is going to be green, and by that I don't mean environmentally correct. I mean green color. Lots of shades of green, so it will be bright and it will be sparkly and it will hopefully have lots of content. Actually, I know it has lots of content that will be of value to you and to yours. Today we spoke about, speaking of value, we spoke about values, money, our kids, and the real world. We spoke with Wayne Levine during the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and special guest Michael Voog, artist extraordinaire. He is the artist for our comic strip, Because I Said So. This week's is called OMG. What does that mean? It's about the acronyms that our kids use that some of us don't know and some of us need to know. You would be very much appreciated if you liked the Dad's Point of View Facebook page and you followed me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. Dad Chat is every Thursday. From 6 to 7 p.m., it is a tweet chat where there are moms and dads, aunts and uncles that participate. Tonight, it is about seniors and the triple-decker sandwich generation. I actually post a transcript, so if you miss it, you can always read what was said. Those of you that hear the show on the weekends, please join any Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time or 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. Again, I want to remind you last time about the very special contest. You can win your very own color caricature by my fabulous, Because I Said, comic strip illustrator, Michael Voog of Voog Designs. You can find him at voogdesigns.com. Here's what you have to do. I will announce a secret word for this contest. The secret word is facetious. So it's not much of a secret, is it? You need to email that word to me at bruce@brucesallen.com. You need to say something creative and interesting about that word. There's something quite unique about that word. If you can tell me what that is, that will be good. The winner will be chosen by Michael and me based on anything else you happen to say in your email and by arbitrary decision of the two of us. But the secret word is the first key, and that word is facetious. So email bruce@brucesallen. Put in facetious, put in something else, and you might win your very own caricature. And I can tell you, you can find it on my website. He does a marvelous job in color, and it is wonderful. Again, the current Dad's Point of View comic strip, Because I Said So, is called OMG, What Does That Mean? This week, we talked about values, money, our kids, and the real world. Where do our kids get our values? Where do they learn about money? Do they really know what the real world is about? And I'm not talking about any MTV TV show, because as most of you know, reality TV is anything but real. I like to call it unreality TV. In fact, what our kids are watching and thinking that any of those reality type shows bear any resemblance to real life, they are being led down a very dangerous path. My hood or my this or my The Bachelorette or The Bachelor or any of those shows do not represent real life. They represent a lot of manipulation and a lot of foolishness. Teaching our kids values is very important. We are living in rougher times than ever before. The need for our kids to understand what money means, how to earn money and how to save money, I think is more important than ever, especially with so many kids not being able to find work during these very difficult economic times. We have pampered our kids, in my opinion, way too much, we being the baby boomer generation. So it is now incumbent on us to either face the consequences of them living with us forever or sooner versus later teach them how to do things on their own. What comes naturally is to be just taken care of. And that is what we have done to a lot of our kids. It is not a wise thing to do. Next week, what will we talk about? We will talk about something that I don't think people think about very much. And it is called, the column is called, What Will I Leave My Boys? And it is not about what I will leave them financially. It is what, almost in keeping with today's topic, it is what values, what legacy, what do I want them to know, to remember, to take with them in their lives when I'm gone? And in some places, this is called a living will. I think too many people are concerned when they do a will about the fiscal issues, when maybe the most important thing you can leave your kids is what you believe and what your values are. That will be our topic next week. Again, I want to remind you all that sponsor slots are open if you would like to be a sponsor of the Bruce Salin Show. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second my cheerleader in chief at my home station, Les Carroll, who is the station manager. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.